until they're gone.
Well, slap me silly, they are gone.
That's what I said, they're gone.
Yeah, I heard what you said, they're gone.
Goodness, where did they go?
You could fool me. They're not in a fishbowl, that's sure.
Oh, my poor little goldfish. Cecil, stand up. They must have jumped out of the bowl when we had the lights off.
Where would they jump to, and why would they want to jump? They weren't flying fish, they were goldfish.
Oh, Cecil, we've been robbed. That's it. Thieves came in here when we turned the lights off and stole them.
Oh, don't be a nitwit. Thieves only steal silver.
They steal gold, too, and my little fishes were gold.
Now, no one came in here with us sitting right beside the bowl in the dark.
Cecil, I'm afraid. There's something spooky about this.
Well, it's the darndest thing I ever saw. We didn't have the lights off over 3 minutes.
Oh, my goldfish have disappeared. I want them.
Maybe we're both crazy. Maybe we didn't have them in there when we turned out the lights.
You speak for yourself. I know I'm not crazy.
Well, you sure look that way now. At least flustered.
I guess you wouldn't be flustered if your only goldfish just faded into the air. I guess you wouldn't.
Well, I guess I would, maybe.
Cecil Shortridge, I know where they are.
Where are they?
Oh, don't sit there looking so innocent.
Is that how I look?
You give them back to me. Now, you give them to me.
Give what to you?
My goldfish. You've got them.
I've got them? How would I have them?
You took them out of the bowl when the lights were out. You know you did.
I did not. Why should I do that?
Well, you didn't like them. You hate animals.
They're not animals, I tell you, and I like animals.
Well, you didn't like them. You said they were silly.
Well, I didn't take them out of the bowl.
Cecil, you give me my goldfish.
I haven't got them, I tell you.
You have to. You're just the type that would take goldfish out of their home.
Oh, how would you like an empty goldfish bowl over your head?
Now, Cecil, give them to me. You've got my goldfish in your pocket or someplace.
What would I want with goldfish in my pocket?
You're hiding them from me. That's your idea of a joke.
I wouldn't put a goldfish in my pocket. This is my best suit.
Cecil, I'm going to tell Uncle Thomas on you. You better put them back.
I didn't take them, Sally. And they're not in my pockets.
Well, where did you put them then?
Oh, I didn't put them any place. I didn't touch them.
Cecil, I can see it all now. It was your idea to put the lights out, and I heard you move around in the dark. I can see through you all right.
Ah, what do you think you are, an X-ray?
Cecil, if you don't put them back right away, they'll strangle. Don't you know that little fish strangle when they get out of water?
Do you think I could possibly make you understand that I didn't take your darned old goldfish out of that bowl?
Cecil, this has gone far enough now.
It sure has. Let up.
Cecil, you're hiding them in your pocket.
I am not.
Let me look in your pocket, Sam.
No, I won't.
There, I knew it.
I don't see why I should be searched.
You're keeping them, and you know it.
Oh, for cat's sake. Here, look in my pocket, Stan. Go through all my pockets. No, you don't. I'll turn them all inside out.
Well, go ahead, then. Turn the rest of them out.
Oh, there now. There, are you satisfied?
No, that isn't all your pockets. Turn your watch pocket inside out.
Oh, how could I get anything in my watch pocket?
Well, you put that dollar watch of yours in there.
Yeah. That leaves a lot of room for 3 goldfish, doesn't it?
Well, I don't trust you. Let's see now.
Oh, there now, there. See?
What's that?
It's a piece of gum. Do you want it?
No, I want my goldfish. That's all I want.
Well, I haven't got them.
Well, what did you do with them?
I didn't do anything with them.
Now, Cecil, please tell me where you put them. They'll die.
Dolly, I didn't get within a mile of them. Can't you believe me?
You did, too, get closer to them. You were sitting right there by the bowl. It's a shallow bowl, and you just reached down and took them out.
What would I do that for?
Oh, I don't know. What did you do it for?
Oh, there's no percentage in this. You can see I haven't got them.
You have no right to come over to my house and take things that don't belong to you.
I'm going to get mad in about 2 minutes and go home.
Well, give me my goldfish first.
I'll bet you dumped them out yourself when the lights were out.
Why, I did not. You're just trying to throw me off the sand.
Well, I've heard of fish jumping out of water. Maybe they're here someplace.
I don't think they were big enough to jump.
Well, they didn't disappear.
They did, too. You can see they did.
Stand up. Maybe you're sitting on them.
Thank you. I know when I'm sitting on a fish.
Well, they're not here.
Well, I knew that all the time. You're a little slow.
Oh, now, where the heck are they?
You're the only one that knows the answer to that one.
Oh, is that so?
And you know it.
That's what I get for coming over here when I could have stayed home tonight and fixed the tire on Ben-Hur.
Yes, but you wouldn't have gotten 3 goldfish.
Sally, I didn't take them. I don't know how they got out of the bowl, but I'll find them if I can.
Well, you better hurry. They're here someplace. Look under the chair.
Oh, I can't see them. Oh, what a system.
How did you make them disappear?
I didn't, I tell you. If I could make things disappear, I'd go on the stage.
Well, you needn't practice over at my house.
Well, that's the funniest thing I ever heard of. How they got away right under our noses.
If you were an Eskimo, I'd say you ate them.
Thanks, I ate dinner before I came over.
Cecil, do you think that Uncle Thomas could have tiptoed in here and taken them out?
Oh, I don't know. Is he home?
No.
Well, how the heck could he come in here and take them out then?
Well, I don't guess he could then.
This house is haunted or something.
Uncle Thomas didn't want me to get them. I had to use my own money.
Well, I don't believe in spooks, but, well, they're gone. I can't see them.
Cecil, I know. If someone took them, I know we can find out.
How?
Fingerprints.
Fingerprints?
Yes. Crooks always leave them.
Where do we look for fingerprints?
On the goldfish.
Ha, that's great. But we got to find the goldfish.
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, goodness.
Listen, Sally, when you got those goldfish, did they tell you that there was anything wrong about them?
What makes you say that, Cecil?
Well, you got them cheap. There must have been something wrong.
They were perfectly healthy and happy. The man said so.
Well, don't believe everything that you're told.
I wish you could find them. Where are they?
Oh, stop asking me. Can't you see I'm hunting for them?
Well, they won't be under the rug, Cecil.
Oh, they might be any place.
I still think you took them.
How many times do I have to tell you that I didn't take them now?
Well, you told me once or twice already.
I told you 100 times I didn't touch them. Now, do you believe me?
No.
You don't?
No.
Why?
Because you told me not to believe everything I'm told.
Don't you trust me?
Not until you give me back my goldfish.
I'll tell you what I'll do. If I can't find out what happened to them, I'll buy you some more.
Just as big as the ones I had?
Oh, bigger.
I don't want them bigger. I'll have to get another bowl in.
Well, they're not in this room. That's a cinch.
You didn't throw them out the window, did you? It's open.
I didn't touch him.
Cecil, you don't have to holler at me.
Well, that's the only way I can make you understand. I'm getting tired of being accused of taking them.
It must be your conscience.
I haven't got any.
No, you've got my goldfish.
I'm going to throw this water on you in a minute.
Well, a person that would steal a goldfish would throw water on a defenseless girl.
Well, there's one place I haven't looked. Under the Davenport.
Well, if they're under there, you put them under there.
Hey, what's this under the Davenport, Sally?
Is something under there?
Wait, I'll get it out.
Oh, Cecil, stop pulling my kitty's tail. Why, a sugar pie.
Well, I didn't know it. What's she doing under there? She scared me.
Here, sugar pie. Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Oh, what a dumbbell I've been. I know where your goldfish are.
Where?
Here. Take them.
Well, you're handing me sugar pie.
Yes, and if you want your goldfish, you'll find them inside the cat.
Oh, sugar pie. Hold still. Let me see your mouth. See, so she did. She ate them. She got them out in the dark. Oh, you bad old kitty.
There. Why, it was duck soup for her. And you blame me. Hereafter, when you get some goldfish, the best way to keep them will be in a birdcage. Then you'll be sure and have them.